They're going to get set up the show again tonight, Yellow Cab Tavern in the heart of downtown Dayton. And you can go right ahead there. We got a pretty cool setup this time around. I'm just going to chime in and say that was just wonderful. I'm such a fan of that song, and such a fan of how so much music can come out of two people. It is Rob Keenan and Tyler Randall, together known as Dog Yacht, playing tonight at the Yellow Cab Tavern in the heart of our downtown Dayton, with Andy Gabbard of Buffalo Killers and our Dayton's own fabulous M. Ross Perkins. That is remarkable. You guys, you come as two humans, each of you holding an instrument, guitar on the one hand, and a sitar, which I want to just quickly say to Tyler Randall, who's holding the sitar. That's not normally how the sitar is played.
No, not normally. It's kind of been a strange journey.
Because normally you think of it as a Ravi Shankar sit down on a silken hassock and play, but you're holding it. It's strapped to you like a guitar.
Yeah, one day Rob and I have been playing together for about 10 years and started really working on our harmonies, and it was kind of hard sitting on the floor and trying to sing, so I wanted to stand up with Rob and you know, both be in the microphone, and I was just woke up one day and told myself I was going to make a strap for it, and a couple days later, it worked, and I walked around outside and was like, I wonder if this has ever anyone walked around with a sitar before.
I hope you were playing it, gazing over the trees.
Yeah, in Newport, Kentucky. It was really beautiful.
Right on. Well, it just translates so beautifully. You guys get called a folk duo, but you got to put the word synth in there as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, speaking of, this next one, we'll get there.
The new album is self-titled, your debut. It's just rich and lovely. I'm a big, big fan. Again, you're playing tonight at the Yellow Cab Tavern right here in Dayton, Ohio. But there's more for the summer. But if you'd play us another, then we'll make a pretty cool announcement for one of our favorite festivals in the Miami Valley.
Absolutely.
Great. As they're setting up, it is dogyop.com, and it's the AW scene in there, DAWGYAWP, dogyop.com. You can search that on Facebook and find their page as well. However you dig them up, I hope that you will. And we continue live on Excursion with Dog Yop on 91.3 WYSO.
Thanks, Nikki. This one's called Can't Think.
Oh, you ready then?
Can't think about you no more. Can't think about you no more. I'm hanging out. Think about you no more. Don't hang me up, hang me down around about town, 'cause I'm hanging out down where I hang myself. Oh. Don't hang me up, hang me down around about town, 'cause I'm hanging out down where I hang myself.
Yop live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Those first two songs, both on there. It's a debut. You guys had an EP out before. This isn't your very first offering, but this is the first full length recording. Correct?
Yeah, and I think it was May 2015. We put out our first EP, Two Hearted.
And I think both of those will be available tonight at the mm-hmm. Yellow Cab Tavern. What a great place to see music. And tonight, these guys, Dog Yop with Andy Gabbard and M. Ross Perkins. Show gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. And what a delight. What a delight to be featuring both Cincinnati and Dayton right here in our fair city. DogYop.com for more information, by the way. That's DawgYAWP. it kind of rolls off. When you say it, it definitely rolls off the tongue. And what I love is that it's like dogyop.com, and on Facebook, you just look up dogyop, mm-hmm. on Twitter and Instagram, dogyop, mm-hmm. because you don't have to go to dogyop19 or 27, because no one else is saying that.
It's not like you don't have to have the AIM screen name anymore for it. Dogyop24.
So, the whole Dave Grisman, famous for being a dog, D-A-W-G.
Mm-hmm. Dog tune.
Tell me about how you got to this Dog Yop.
Tyler, when we first moved back to Cincinnati from living out of town in a few different places, Tyler got a dog named Jimmy. He's a black lab pit bull mix.
Wow.
And, he was yawning one night. And we thought, you know what? When a dog yawns, it just doesn't hold anything back. It's just pure uninhibited expression. We thought that's what we want in our music, you know. We called ourselves Dog Yawn for one night, and we went out to a bar and we were like experimenting, like telling people that we were called Dog Yawn. And this guy we met named Tone was like, it kind of makes me tired, maybe it could be like an ambient project or something. But he was like, what about a yop? And we were like, oh yeah. And we remembered the Walt Whitman poem, the I sound my barbaric yops over the rooftops of the world. And we thought, yeah, a cry. We just thought that sounded like what we wanted our music to be.
That's a nice metamorphosis story, indeed. Yeah, yop. That's DawgYAWP, and they're pretty much the only ones going with that name. They're on stage tonight, and also, you guys, Hog Jam, August 25th mm-hmm. and 26th is one of the coolest gatherings. A great friend of mine and great musician in his own right, Johnny Dredd's been putting that together for a while, and this time, we get to look forward to something pretty cool.
Yeah, we're really excited to play that. Johnny just reached out to us, maybe last week or something like that, and we're stoked. We can't wait.
You guys will be headlining the show. We'll talk more about that, but I'd love to get back to the music. You didn't break a string on my show, did you?
No, actually, for this next song, it's called East Virginia Blues, and I play a capo. I invented a capo for the sitar, but I'm having a bit of a malfunction with it, so I think we're going to have to play the song, Need You to Know.
Well, that's all right. And then we'll have another opportunity if you're trying to work on that capo. And I guess you would have to invent a capo for a sitar. We're in studio with Rob Keenan and Tyler Randall. Together they are Dog Yacht, playing tonight at the Yellow Cab Tavern. They'll be headlining the Hog Jam Festival this August as well. We'll talk more about that great extravaganza, but it is my pleasure to continue live in studio on Excursions with Cincinnati's Dog Yacht.
Thanks a lot.
Babe, I need you to know, I need you to know, I'm gonna make it through the sunset, and I'm gonna tell you that I love you so, laugh my hopes away, baby please don't say, that you don't love me like I do, cause my love will never go. I need you to know, I need you to know, I'm gonna make it through the sunset, I'm gonna tell you that I love you so, laugh my hopes away, baby please don't say, that you don't love me like I do, cause my love will never go away, I don't.
Dog Yop, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. Dog Yop, spelled with aw, A-W, in both cases. And when you think about, man, they're good, you go, aw. Right on. Dog Yop playing tonight at the Yellow Cab Tavern in the heart of downtown Dayton. Super cool space to see a show with Andy Gabbard of the Buffalo Killers and M. Ross Perkins, another kind of... one-man operations. I'd like to talk a little bit about how the fact that you are just the two people and that it sounds like a symphony.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's very nice thing to say.
How does it get started? Clearly, you're building a foundation. There's like almost a construction and architecture of the song. And how does that happen? You two play stringed instruments, I suppose, as your primary, although you clearly know how to build a beat and a chorus. Tell us how you approach this duo becoming an orchestra.
Well, we started playing music together, and I played more mandolin and Rob played guitar, and that was about 10 years ago, and we just kept getting into more different genres and psychedelic music, electronic music, jazz music, bluegrass music, all sorts of things. And just when we started this project, Dog Yop, we wanted to include all of that and all of our inspirations. And it's kind of... We're liking it so far. It's kind of, you know, we can feel a little bit of techno influence sometimes, a little bit of rock, psychedelic, the classic stuff. But we just didn't want to leave any stone unturned that was part of our inspiration.
Well, I just love how it's all come together, and you guys almost have that blood harmony. I thought you guys might be brothers. It turns out you're not. Is that right?
We're not brothers.
Musical brothers.
Musical brothers.
We do get that a lot, though, when we're out. Sometimes people think we look like brothers.
Either. If you squint, you could each be the other. And I'm squinting. It is Rob Keenan and Tyler Randall together. They're Dog Yop. They're going to be on stage tonight playing with Andy Gabbard, M. Ross Perkins, What a Bill, right at the Yellow Cab Tavern. You can find out more at yellowcabtavern.com or go to dogyop.com. That's DAWGYAWP. Wow, man. That's almost, it's like WWW.
DAWGYAWP. Yeah, it's fun to say.
You got it now. Thanks for coming up and playing for us a little early today. I can recommend a whole bunch of fun things for you to do in the Miami Valley before you go on stage tonight.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us. This is great.
What a delight. I want to give a shout-out to the producer of this record, Rob Fetters, and to the great Noah Fetters, who's mixing this behind me here. And also, you're kind of set up where you guys come in with someone who puts the magic on it. Noah Fetters makes it magic. It does two channels that we only just have to turn up and on.
He's a true magician.
He is a magician.
It's remarkable. And he's in here showing me how he's mixing it from an iPad from here in the other room. And it just sounds fabulous. Way to go all the way around. And congratulations on a great, great record. And if you'd play one more, I would be much obliged.
Sure. We'll play Lost at Sea.
Right on. Dog Yop on 91.3 WYSO. We'll have this audio for you before too much time's gone by. Stay close.
Does anybody feel
Just fabulous. Well done. It is Dog Yop live on Excursions today with two people making some big, big sound with the help of some digital and architectural wizardry. DogYop.com for more information. That's spelled with the A-W-D-A-W-G-Y-A-W-P. And you guys have gotten some pretty sweet buzz. NPR gave you a little love. You're getting some nice press across the country, and well-deserved. Does it feel kind of surreal to you as you're rising up to fly?
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's, we're just trying to keep writing great music and stay focused.
So what do you, if you had like a dream gig other than Hog Jam coming up this August 25th and 26th, what would you, if you could like call your mark on the world, what would you love to say about that?
Like a place to play or something? That
place
to
play to? Or a chord to strike that rang across the universe?
Red Rocks.
Right on.
Yeah, definitely.
I would drive there to see you guys.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, Red Rocks.
We'll get you in the show.
Okay, well then, see, everyone heard you say that right
yep.
here.
We'll be there.
Mark my words. Yep.
On the last day of March 2017, I get a backstage pass to see Dog Yop. Gentlemen, you're a delight. Congratulations on making something out of just the two of you that is so wonderful and delightful to hear. And break a leg tonight. You bet.
Thank you.
We're going to come in studio real quick with the gentleman who's fixing up... the great Hog Jam celebration. He's a friend of mine, a great musician in his own right. Johnny Dredd, thank you for coming in today.
Well, thanks for having me, Nikki. I appreciate it.
We are music fans. We find ourselves together. We gather in music upon occasion, and you've been making it just beyond your own gathering, but creating a place that we can gather, Hog Jam. Now, tell us a little about this festival and what we're looking forward to this year.
Well, Hog Jam is going on its 12th year in the Dayton region, and we've really cultivated a great base, a great audience, and a lot of great memories are served at Hog Jam. I've been doing it in a partnership with Tony Herdman for a couple of years now. And every year it gets bigger. Started out as a backyard barbecue.
Really?
And we cooked a hog, and now we're looking at maybe 300 to 500 attendees this year. It's a great place to bring the family. I mean, we don't have clowns walking around or anything.
Right, but
it's a great place to come out and relax and hear some great music like these guys. And a lot of Dayton favorites. Yeah, these will be headlining Saturday night for us. A lot of Dayton favorites. We've got some regional acts and even some national acts now. Like these guys, I believe. I think we can call them national acts now.
I think we can call them national.
They're getting ready to go out on a big tour.
Yeah.
So it's something we've cultivated for a while. And we really appreciate having people out too and having a good time around the old campfire and appreciating the local artists around the area.
The official lineup comes out tomorrow on April 1st, which is kind of funny.
Yes, it's an April Fool's lineup.
It's the Beatles saying, yeah. And people can go out to find out more tomorrow. You'll have everything up there.
And you know, I'll tell you what, if they like Dog Yop and they have faith in us, they probably ought to go to the website and get the tickets now because they're only $30 a person now. But tomorrow when the lineup comes out...
Oh, I see.
We got to up the prices.
So come on, get on board. Give all the gettings good. You can go to hogjammusicfestival.com. That's hogjammusicfestival, all one word, .com, and find out about this gathering. It's in a pretty cool setting as well. Not only is it like family friendly and open and a celebration of what's great about the communality of music, but the setting is pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we're doing it down at the Franklin VFW for the... I think we've been there a couple of times now. Not too many festivals around that. So it's just south of Dayton. There's lots of shade. We usually put a couple of jumpies up for the kids.
Nice.
And we got a lot of vendors and merchandise out there. And like I said, it's big, sprawling, beautiful campgrounds. It's something beautiful for the whole family to take a weekend off and not have to drive down to South Carolina or something to hang out. You know, get to stay around.
Are you sassing me?
No.
Johnny Dredd, who's been making music in the Miami Valley for a very, very long time, and every note worth hearing, sort of helping us all gather to appreciate the music community at large with this Hog Jam. Well, best to you. You'll see that I get an official press release with all the official bands tomorrow.
Yes, man. We've got a lot of the information already up at Hog Jam Music Festival. You can look us up on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we're kind of... getting out there on the social aspect. But yes, we are definitely going to be out putting some official press releases out and disseminating as much more information as we can as it becomes available.
Johnny Dredd, you're a gem in the Gem City. Thank you.
And we love you, Nikki. Thank you.
We're all in this music boat together.
It's bigger than us.
Isn't it? We're going to hear some Andy Gabbard coming up. He and our guests today, Dog Yop, will be live on stage along with this fine, fine talent. I'm a huge fan ever since his Esther Caulfield Orchestra days. This is M. Ross Perkins on 91.3 WYSO. So check check it out tonight at the Yellow Cab Tavern, or find out more at yellowcabtavern.com. Thanks again, Johnny.
Sweet Humboldt County Green.